gentlemen, here's where I am on this. Mr. Gehring is absolutely right that I would take into account a live-in girlfriend's income in making any sort of determination regarding the totality of debtor circumstance. I believe the United States trustee is absolutely entitled to that information. Where we part ways somewhat is how the U.S. trustee gets that information. I believe that Schedules I and J clearly contemplate the disclosure of a spouse's income only. I understand, certainly understand the argument. In fact, it's not the argument because my predecessor has applied it and I have applied it, that you prorate expenses based upon income. So the live-in girlfriend's income would certainly be relevant. However, I do not believe that the bankruptcy code, the rules, or the forms as they now exist require the disclosure of that information on the forms. B-22A, the income, again, it's very specific that it's the spouse's income, not a person other than a spouse that must disclose the income. I think the one area that might come into play on B-22A would be line 8 that we've talked about, but based upon Mr. Myros' representations this afternoon, I think we take line 8 for what it is. Debtor has told us that during the 6 months prior to the filing of the petition, he did not receive any payments, payments/benefits from his girlfriend that were anything other than the form of a loan, which he repaid and repaid prior to the filing of the petition. So I have a difficult time. I would have a difficult time dismissing the case on the basis of debtor's refusal to amend the B-22A or Schedules I and J. Mr. Myros, has your client asked his girlfriend for the information that the United States trustee has requested?
Yes, Your Honor, and she's a little hot about it. But
well, hot's one thing. Is she going to provide it is the other thing, because the U.S. trustee is entitled to this information. He can get it cooperatively through the debtor. I don't think I can dismiss a case for a debtor's failure to provide information that he does not have control over. If his girlfriend is refusing to provide the information, I don't believe I can dismiss the case on that basis.
Well, I appreciate that, Your Honor, and that was one of the points that I was trying to make in one of the trustee's motion to dismiss, saying that you have to provide this information. I think that was a bit unfair.
Well, I don't think it's unfair for the U.S. trustee to ask the debtor to ask his girlfriend for the information. If the debtor obtains the information in that manner, I would certainly expect the debtor to turn it over to the U.S. trustee. If the debtor asks the girlfriend and she says no, then I don't think I can sanction I don't think I can punish the debtor. However, debtor's girlfriend needs to understand that the U.S. trustee could then file a motion for a Rule 2004 examination. And for all of the reasons that we've talked about, including the case law that Mr. Gehring shared, and the relevance of that information to his determination of whether to file a motion to dismiss for the totality of the debtor's circumstances, that information would be relevant and it would be discoverable through a Rule 2004 examination. And as opposed to providing documents to debtor that he can then turn over to the U.S. trustee, she's going to be coming in and being placed under oath and required to produce the information and the documents through that mechanism. I just think it's a lot of hubbub over information that the U.S. trustee is entitled to. At the same time, if you're telling me your client has asked and she won't provide it, that's where we are.
Well, the other thing I want to point out, Your Honor, is part of my issue with this was where the trustee in its letter to me stated that you need to include her gross income for the previous 6 months in Form 22A. And I said, no, that's not right.
Well, I'm going to I'm going to rule that that's not the case.
She
does not have to include her income in B-22A. She would only, debtor would have to include any sums that she paid him or it benefited him on line 8 of B-22A. And Mr. Gehring, you were going to say something.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry to butt in, but it was never my position that the debtor's income had to be disclosed in column B on the form B-22A. We always wanted included any benefit that the debtor receives from living with her to be on line 8. But Mr. Myros has misinterpreted a letter or something's gotten crossed up here because I would never ask for that to be included in the spousal column.
And we are talking about monetary benefits, of course.
Of course.
Well, gentlemen, I guess that's where we are. I am unable to grant the motion to dismiss based upon the record that's before me, because for the reasons I've talked about. However, I think the reality is that if the debtor's girlfriend is unwilling to share the information that the U.S. trustee has requested, and so that you can forward that information to him, that she is going to be the participant in a Rule 2004 examination at which he will get the same information, which, again, he is entitled to have in order to carry out his statutory responsibilities. So, yes.
I know that the trustee has filed a motion to continue or extend the time within filing a motion to dismiss under 707B. I would have no objection to the court granting that motion and extending it even further than what requested. If in the interim, say within the next couple of weeks, I can meet with Hotel and try and resolve this matter through some sort of settlement short of examination.
I think that would be in everyone's best interest, Mr. Myros. Mr. Gehring?
Yes, Your Honor, I would greatly appreciate that also. I mean, the only reason we're before you today is that, you know, Mr. Myros has some real problems with this disclosure, and I understand his problems better, but all the other practitioners in the state have been able to make me happy and give me the information that I need to make my decisions. Some of them modify the, because it's easier, modify the Schedule I and put it on there. Some of them give it to me in a balance sheet. But however I get it, I don't care. I just need the information, and I hope this clarifies it. I thank you for the hearing today and hope that we can just get this worked out.
Well, let me reiterate. You're certainly entitled to it, and the only reason that your motion's not being granted is I don't think that this is the amendment to the schedules in this case would be the appropriate mechanism, and the failure to amend, therefore, probably doesn't give rise to cause to dismiss, but you are absolutely entitled to the information. Okay, anything further on Wood, then?
I just want to add one thing, Your Honor, and that's that I certainly deal with these circumstances on a fairly regular basis with Mr. Gehring and have supplied him with information from others, as he knows, but in this particular